everybody. I'm back. Super, super duper sorry. I didn't post anything on Monday. I guess that was just kind of a personal day for me. I hope you guys understand. But I'm doing a lot better now. I'm like great, actually. Like, I got over that shit like so fast. It's kind of crazy. But yeah, I'm doing good. Super sorry about just not saying anything, about not posting or anything. I wanted to do it Tuesday too, just to try to get it out there. I don't know, but then just never got to it. So here we are. I'm back. That might happen once in a while. It's hard to. I don't know. I suck at time management, like really bad. So I might miss a day here and there, but I will not let it become a habit. So I hope you can forgive me about that. Shout out the other people who checked up on me after that video. Or then not the video, the episode. I appreciate that. Good to know people are out there for me. I appreciate it. It is literally supposed to get 78 degrees next Wednesday. That is insane. You already know. Oh, speaking of which, I guess the stay-at-home order by Tony Evers got canceled. So we can just go vibe outside now, I guess. I'm sure businesses will probably be weird about it for a while still. That's cool. Definitely hanging out with the homies next Wednesday. Having boys night. Hell yeah. It's gonna be dope. Miss that shit so much. So yeah, I made a Tinder. That's pretty funny. Guess I'm kind of good at it. I don't know. So today, I know it's late. I'm uploading this. I'm sorry about that. It almost got away from me again. But I know my voice is like chill. So hopefully you're just chilling in bed. Maybe you got some Netflix on or something. And we're just cooling together. We're just hanging out. I'm talking to you. So yeah. I just talk about some shower thoughts, you know? Share what I think about them and how crazy they are. You know. Maybe we'll shoot for like 10 minutes or so of an episode. So, I guess the first one I got is, as kids, we expect the good and are surprised by the bad. As adults, we expect the bad and are surprised by the good. That is so fucking facts, dude. That is straight facts. Because, like, I always expected the bad. Shit was always happening to me. Alright, the second one. So fucking dumb. Alright. Your brain naturally uses auto-tune to make your voice sound better inside your head. That's so fucking dumb. That's facts though. They all are so fucking, like, if you think about it, the whole concept of a voice inside your head is just kind of fucking weird. Like, if you just really think about it, like, there's a voice in your head. I don't think it has, like, any distinct voice, but, like, I would still describe it as a voice inside my head, though, but, like, it doesn't feel a voice. It's just, like, thoughts. Like, it's so fucking crazy we can think, dude. What the fuck? Yo, I had this thought the other day. Here it is. I was thinking, like, what if your body and your mind were, like, two separate entities or, like, something like that, but they were living cohesively and working together, but, like, you couldn't tell they were two separate things, but, like, so, like, I guess our body would have, like, its own energy, but then our mind would have its own energy, I guess, if that makes sense, but, like, we're just in this giant fucking meat body. It's like a mech controlled by our brain, so we wouldn't even be able to, I don't know. Alright, let's look for another one. If masks become mandatory for live poker tournaments, it will really help with your poker face. That is facts. It will not be that hard to disguise what you are really thinking. Very helpful. Very good shower thought. A plus. Setting your favorite song as your alarm to wake you up is a good way to make it your least favorite song. Yeah. Exactly. 100% no cap detected. Absolutely. Don't wanna ruin any songs by setting this alarm. I don't even use alarms anymore. What is an alarm? Forgot what one was during this quarantine. I stayed up till 9:30 a.m. today. Why did I do that? I don't know. People don't appreciate the feeling of having a clear nose, cut-free lip, and painless throat until it happens. Facts. Like, during the winter, I don't know, my nose likes to act up, so, like, every single day, one of my nostrils is either clogged or runny. It's really annoying. Yeah, clogged, like, just stuffy noses. Just wake up with a sore throat. That shit sucks. And it, like, hurts the most, like, right when you wake up, but, like, eventually it goes away. Yeah. You know you are arguing with a smart person when they use facts and not high tone or personal insult. Straight up. Like, people, if you're winning the argument, people will just, like, start attacking you personally. They're like, they'll make a straw man. If you don't know what a straw man is, or I think it's like straw man fallacy or something, I don't know. Straw man something, I think. It's when they, like, make they slightly twist the argument, so it's, like, different from the argument you started or something, and then they start, like, arguing about the made up argument to make it seem like they know what they're talking about. People, yeah, reminds me of fucking Great Lakes. Always had people yelling at me. It's like, fuck off. crazy to think about what your pet named you. Do you guys think... That's got me thinking, like, do you think... It's so crazy to think that animals can, like, pick up commands and, like, words, like, even in different languages, too. Like... so fucking cool. I wish I had a pet so bad. I would have loved to just chill with like a dog or something during quarantine. Would have made it so much better, dude. Why did I just run out of breath? Snapping backwards is impossible. I don't even know what that would look like. Oh, shit. Well, no, I can do it. What the fuck? Yeah. You hear that? Ow. It kind of hurts, but I... Fucking stupid shower thought. Every guy feels the pain of another guy getting hit in the balls. Facts. Or, like, not even just in the balls, but, like, if I see, like, somebody's arm get chopped off or something, I just get, like, a little tingly feeling, like, where it would have happened. Like, it's weird. I don't know if it's just me. Maybe I'm just a freak. Superheroes refrain from killing, not because it's the right thing to do, but because comic companies want to use the same villains over and over again. Facts. That makes total sense, dude. Like, why would they kill the villains when it's what's making them money, and they don't want to keep thinking of ideas? That sucks. The Star Wars universe is probably the only universe where bringing a sword to a gunfight is advantageous. That is super cool and unique of Star Wars for doing that. Way to stand out and be different, Star Wars. Good looks. Hell yeah. That's kind of crazy, though. Guy from the cover of Nirvana's Nevermind album probably holds the record for the most people to have seen his penis. That is funny. You know, the baby swimming in the water? That's crazy that they got a dick on an album cover, even if it's a baby dick. This one says feet grow out of ass. It's kind of funny. Little chuckle. Dude, Elon Musk, baby. That freaking... Have you guys seen what he... Well, he didn't name the baby. His freaking goth GF wife, whatever, I don't know, named him. It's like freaking X and then AE, but like the right leg of the E is also the spine of the E, if that makes sense. And then it's A12. And I heard him say that means X, Ash, Archangel 12. So like the A and E means Ash, and then A12 is for like one of his freaking Tesla rockets called Archangel. I don't know why the X is there in the front. pornography and pornographers, but no pornograph. I'll be honest with you, I don't know what that means. Or what that would even mean. Yo, when a pregnant woman is swimming with a baby, the baby is technically in a submarine. Bet you haven't heard that one before. When you're the first one to clap, it feels amazing. When you're the only one who claps, it's embarrassing. That's facts. Like, pep rallies, you don't want to be the last one to clap. You're gonna look like a fucking jackass. Alarm clocks are maybe the only device that makes you mad in both scenarios, whether they work or not. Dude, nothing feels worse than you waking up and your alarm either like not going off or you slept through it. That you wake up, you check the time, your heart just like drops. You're like, I am so fucked. You look like a jackass coming into wherever I'm going. Because of a string of perfectly timed sexual encounters dating back thousands of years. That's fucked up. Like, think if your great-great-great-grandpa busted a nut like 4 seconds later than he did. If he lasted 4 seconds longer, maybe a completely different sperm would have won. Therefore, whole timeline would be different. That's fucking whack. That was cringy, I'm sorry. Friday Cole's coming on again. We're gonna talk about conspiracy theories, like top five. We're gonna talk about how fucked up they are. We're gonna have a good time. It'll be a lot of fun. We might talk about some of our favorite video games or whatever too. I don't know, just to have something to talk about. But yeah. So I got like this rocket gaming chair kind of thing, and it fits in my closet, so honestly, or truthfully, the closet is the stew. It's the studio. It's where these works of art get produced. I don't know, like a couple episodes though, I've just done it in like my kitchen. That's where Cole and I do it, just so we have some space to talk. So the audio might be different every other once in a while, whatever. So the audio just might fluctuate. I don't know. Hope that too much of a problem. Enough of y'all's time. I appreciate you tuning in if you have. Hopefully I have lulled you to sleep or something. I have toned your heart rate down, so now we're just both cooling. You know what I mean? I hope that was the result of you deciding to spend, you know, your evening, or maybe it's the afternoon or the next day. I don't know. Whenever you feel like tuning in, I hope I entertained you for the time being. Now, stop wasting y'all's time. I hope those shower thoughts weren't fucking stupid and dumb and cringy. So I hope you have beautiful day, beautiful night, whatever it is we're rocking with. Thank you for tuning in. Much love. Peace out.